that means is that there will be a Superior Court judge that will review the record of the action taken by the LBC in denying the city's petition for annexation, and that review will determine whether the decision was legally sound.
Now, I don't really want to rehash any of the merits of or against Dillingham's annexation petition. That has been well vetted, and I think both sides had good arguments to make. But what I would like to ask your opinion on here this morning is, as that process unfolded, it seemed that it sort of got off the rails. What was your take?
I was very disappointed, if not to say frustrated, by how the decision-making at the LBC unfolded. And that is, as you might mention, independent of the result. There are two aspects to, you know, any kind of legal dispute that I get involved in, and one is the result, but the other one is the process. And the process that I think the citizens of Dillingham were entitled to receive was something quite a bit more orderly and logical than what unfolded at the commission decisional meetings.
For those who didn't listen into those meetings, how so? What do you think happened that didn't that sort of skewed the normal process or procedure?
Well, I can't understand exactly what was going through the minds of commissioners, but there were a couple of things happened that I thought were strange. It appeared that people voted at decisional meetings either inconsistently or contrary to what they actually felt should be done, which is difficult to understand. And then the other aspect of the process that I thought was strange is the decision essentially to of the commission to change its mind. And it appeared to me that the city had put forward a fairly powerful and persuasive presentation during the public hearing in Dillingham, and that one of the entire concepts and purposes of a public hearing is to provide folks the attempt to, you know, persuade the commissioners who are making their decision. And the following day, they made a decision. And I think it appeared that as time went by and the impact of the in-person presentation faded, commissioners decided to change their mind, which I think is not what people would typically expect in a decision-making process. There's an obligation to make your decision, and then it's done. It's final. You move on.
Alaskans put a lot of faith and trust in boards and commissions and committees to make a lot of decisions at state levels, at lower levels and such. If the LBC gets a little bit out there, if they start straying, what exactly is what's a layer of protection against that, or what's a course correction that's available?
Well, judicial review is a standard part of our legal system in this country, and one of the reasons and functions of a judge reviewing an agency or commission action is to make sure both that there's some logic in the actual outcome and that the proper procedures and regulations were followed in the process. Can the board ignore its own regulations? And Mr. Harrington in particular appeared to dismiss them as, I think the word he used was a technicality. And, from somebody from, my perspective, views regulations and statutes as not technicalities, but as law that the board is bound to follow. And one of the main, procedural issues will be, does the reconsideration regulation allow the board simply to show up 6 weeks later and say, we changed our mind, or whether there has to be something a little bit more to it than that.
Brooks Chandler is an attorney for the city of Dillingham and is assisting the city in its attempts to annex the Neushkeg Bay, a matter which seems unsettled as of yet. Brooks, thanks so much for the commentary and the context, and we'll talk again soon.
You're welcome, Dave.